two other biurim, why it is that a Beitz HaShanol is Asur. According to Rabbi Yosef, it is because of a Gzera Peros Anoshrim. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's part of the Gzera of Mashkin Shazovu. Boshub Shat and Gemara, these are two independent Gzeros Rabbana. Peros Anoshrim, Mashkin Shazovu, and the Gemara is even bothered that why is it that Rabbi Yosef does not agree with Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak denies the Chiddush Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosef does not agree with Rabbi Yitzchak because after all, Mashkin Shazovu, Beitz is not considered to be Mashkin, it's considered to be Ochel, and therefore that is not included in that Gzeret Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, telling us that Peros Anoshim does not apply to a Beitza which is a Dover Babu, it's concealed. Why would we argue that Shemiyamet V'yitmosh? But Boshav Shat, these are two Dinim Drabanan and a Machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosfos is bothered, when it comes to the Gzera of Peros Anoshim, why is it necessary to have such a Gzera at all? You have a Pri Hanosher on Shabbos and Yantiv. Isn't it obviously also because of Shemiyalev Yitlosh? Why do you have to come on to that reason? That's a classic case of Muktzah. It was Mechuber at the time of the Tchila Sayom, Banashmashos, and therefore apply the principle of Migris Katzai. In fact, the Gemara later in Dav Chavdala discusses a case of a Nachri Shehevi Doron Yisrael, that you have to be concerned that maybe it was Mechuber Mibol Yom, and therefore, even if a guy were to bring it, you cannot utilize it because of a problem of Muktzah. So therefore, Peros HaMechuberim are Muktzah, and if it's Muktzah ben HaShmashos, then Migul Yiskatzai, and Tosus writes, this is a form of Migul Yiskatzai that even Rabbi Shimon would agree to, comparable to something which is Eino Royal, like the case of Grogris and Simukim. So if that indeed is the case, why is it necessary to have any other reason? So Tosus writes that both reasons are absolutely critical. If it was just a muksa problem, that is not categorical. Typically, that's true, that peros that are connected to the ground, yes, that is muksa, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that case. Let's assume you have a chazer sheesh for olven. In such a case, there are animals that are accessing these peros. That already is considered to be min hamuchan, even though it is considered to be that which is mechubar. And therefore, if it's just a muktz issue, there are cases where even a pri hamechubar is not considered to be muktz at all, and therefore you have to come on to the reason of shemiyala v'yitlosh. If you have the reason of shemiyala v'yitlosh, why is it necessary to have a case of muktzah? Also, Tosfos writes an important chiddush. This gzera of shemiyala v'yitlosh, does that apply always in all cases? You're not allowed to utilize that which occurs naturally because you may come to. Tosus writes, no. It only applies to something that is yachala soso bekal, something that you can easily do. With the blink of an eye, you can pick a fruit. But let's assume, for example, you have something where it is not so simple at all. Adavar debay mara bechatzina. Let's assume accessing the peros means you would have to get a tool. You would have to dig. In such a case, we're really afraid that indeed that is what you're going to do. Tosus says, certainly not. For that, you have to come on to the reason of muktzah. And Tosus writes the following. There is a Sugyan Shabbos, Kukhabez, which discusses the case of a Nachri, Shehidlik Bishvil Nachri, a Nachri Shehidlik Bishvil Yisrael. Why do we have to go through the details of whether mutter, whether usser? Why not just simply argue? If you're going to utilize that light that was created on Shabbos and Yantiv, why isn't there a Gzera Devaranam Shemiyati that you'll come to do it yourself? Oh, Tosfos says the answer is because of it's not so simple to create a source of light, and at Kareem Etkar, that there isn't necessarily Gzera Devaranam. If we allow you to utilize that which a Goy is doing, you will come to do it yourself, and that's why it's a critical question. Why did the Goy do so? They do so b'shvil Nachri, they do so b'shvil Yisrael. It's not an automatic just Isser, because if you access it, you'll come to do it yourself, because it's not a simple task. It's a more complex, it's an arduous task to go ahead and do be madlik v'ner. And therefore, that's Tosfos's raya, that you don't always assume that shemiyalo v'yitlosh. It's only if the malach is done b'kal, and that is not always the case, even when it comes to kotzer. If it's a Dabra Habay Mar Bachatzina, there is no such Gzeira. Ooh, but you still have the Muktzah problem. Well, Okay? So Tosa says, realize these are two separate Gzeros Drabanan. You have to view it in light of Muktza, and Tosa gives you the Tzrichasa. Why it's necessary to have a Gzera Peres Anoshim, it's why it's necessary to have Muktza, because one reason would not cover all of those cases. Okay, fine. We saw very early in this man a Chiddush of Ramban. After all, there is a Mishnah, Daf Chav Daled, that discusses the following case, Chayav Ov Dagim Shenitzol Dom Biyantim. Let's assume, for example, there is a net, there is a trap, and an animal is caught on Yantim. Clearly, that is forbidden. The case of Daf Chav Daled was the following, and what if it's a Safek Mucha? A Safek Mucha. You know what? You show up on Yantif and you see it's there, but maybe it was there from before, maybe it's there from now. What is the halacha when it comes to Safek Mucha? Oh, Tosus referenced that because the Gemara suggests maybe there should be a difference between Tiltal as opposed to Achila when it comes to the Dinei Safek. What about the Vaday case? No, it was Nitzo B'Yantif. That obviously is considered to be Aser. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara doesn't explain explicitly. Why is it that a davar hanitzah b'shabes b'yantid clearly is considered to be asur? Ooh, so the machamos, if you give a base on top of your rib, had two biurim. The first biur is the sheet of rover shaman. This is a muktzah issue. After all, by definition, now that if the animal was caught on Shabbos and Yantid, it was free reign on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantid. If that's the case, it was not min hamuchan. It is muktza, and therefore, that is the problem. And if it's a safek, you know what? That's a safek muktza. And how should we assume when it comes to cases of safek muktza? Oh, and Tosu suggested, you know what? That's exactly the Diyan the Gemara, the possibility of distinguishing between a safek when it comes to achilas muktza as opposed to safek when it comes to tiltal muktza. Okay? That we're used to. Oh, the Ramban has a second sheet, you know? And that's something which is so surprising. Such a chiddush. The problem of chayav ov adam shenitzodo biyantiv is not the muktze issue necessarily, no. It's a gzera of shemayatzu. If you're going to use the animal that's caught, you may come to catch. You know, I was hoping the animal would be caught. Lo and behold, it's not caught. Now never. Now I have to go on yantiv and catch the animal. If you're going to utilize the animal that is caught on Yantiv, this is a gzera of shemayatzu. Wow, it's a gzera of shemayatzu. I'll ask you the following. Where do you find such a gzera of shemayatzu? Well, there's a Gemara that there's such a gzera of shemayatzu. So the Ramban writes, of course there's a Gemara. Beis Adav Beis, no? Peres Anoshim, shemayala v'yiklosh. We're not talking about kotzer. We're talking about seida. No. You know what the Ramban is assuming? What's true, Gimel and Aleph, when it comes to Shemiyah Vitosh, is also true when it comes to Tzeid as well. What's true when it comes to Kotzer is true when it comes to Tzeid. Well, so I'll tell you the following. You know what? Boshav Shatner Ramban is against our Tosos. Because our Tosos writes the following. This Gzera Shemiyah Vitosh is a very limited Gzera. It applies to Kotzer, but only because it's a Dover Kal. With the blink of an eye, you can pick a fruit. But if it will be something that is more arduous, more strenuous, more difficult, Tosa says, there is no gzera, no? That's why sometimes you have to come on to muktza, because there is no gzera, shamiyavli de malacha, because ad kure mitkar. Varaya, oh, the sugiv nachri, shehidli. No, wow. I will tell you, that's against the Ramban. Because the Ramban writes that this gzera, the Ramban of Shema Dishad, embraces seida as well. Seida. You know what? You have a wild animal that's roaming all around. Guess what? It's not so easy to catch that animal. Now, by definition, no, Chav Gimel, if it's subject to Tzeit, that means the animal is not confined. If the animal was already confined and it's easy to access that animal, that would already be called the Davar Hanitzo. No, it means you have an animal that's running around. It's not pinned in at all. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? I'm afraid that Shemayatsu, no. That's not at all easy. I would argue that, you know what, that's comparable to a case of Marva Chatzina. And yet, the Ramban writes, that's the Gzera. Shema Yavo Lidei Tzeda. So I'll tell you, number one, Poshim Shatz against the distinction of our Tosus. Where Tosus writes, our Shem Yav Litlosh is only because it's so easy to do, and therefore, indeed, you have to be gozer. Point number two, what right do you have to jump from Shemiyah Levitlosh to a case of Seda? What right do you have to make that distinction? And therefore, a chaya v'of, a dagim that record an yantiv, even by itself, that cannot go ahead and be utilized because of the gzera. What right do you have to go ahead and to jump? Moshav Shat and Ramban is the following. That's how I tell you, I think, is stunning. That the gzera d'Rabban was not b'davka Shemiyah Levitlosh. But you know what it was? A much broader gzera. Now, what is the halacha when you have a malacha hanases me'eleho? You have something that is a malacha, but guess what? Lo and behold, it happens naturally. It happens without your involvement at all. A pri happens to fall off of a tree. All of a sudden you have a gzeira d'rabanan, whether it applies to Beitza Shinolda, but certainly it applies to Peros. You have a gzeira d'Shemiyah Levitlosh. You know what that means according to Ramban? I will tell you a din klali. That whenever malacha occurs by itself, there's a gzeira d'rabanan of Shemiyah. Shemiyah Levitlosh Ba'atzmo. So, if that really is true, the gzeira of Shemiyah Levitlosh would apply to Tzeid as well. If a free falls off, we're afraid you may come to bit. If an animal is caught, you know what, we're afraid you may end up catching. And therefore, that is exactly the son of Shabbat Shabbat. And therefore, the Rabban writes the Chiddush, you see from Chav Dalet, this Gzeira applies to Tzeida. And what is this Gzeira called? Mefurish Rabban, Shemiyah Levitlosh. Shemiyah Levitlosh. You know what I would tell you according to Rabban? That these two Gzeiros, the Tosus treats so differently, the Gzeira of Peros HaNoshrim, and the Gzeira of Mashkin Shazavu, you know what I will tell you according to the Rabban Shita? These are two examples of the same Gzeira. Of the same Gzeira. Look, if the Gzeira Shemitosh applies to Tzeira, what exactly does that mean? That anything that occurs by itself, there's a fear if you access it and take advantage of it, you may come to. You may come to. No? So therefore applies to Tzeira as well. What would you say about Mashkin Shazavu? Oh, one could argue Mashkin Shazavu as well. Now, you have something where the pre oozes out by itself, and lo and behold, now I have meperos. Yeah, but there's a gzeira d'rabanan. If you're going to use that which occurs naturally, shemiyah v'lasos batzma. It's more mistaber to assume it applies to meperos than it does to cases of tzeina. So you know what I'll tell you, according to the Ramban, a series of chedushim. But number one, the nature of the gzeira shemiyah v'lasos is amalacha hanases me'eleha. Wow. I'll tell you Chiddush number two, maybe or maybe not against the Gemara. No? That if that's really the case, Shemiyah Levitlosh and Peros HaNoshrim, those are not two completely independent zeros. Here, after all, the case of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, no, that those are two examples of Amalach HaNaseis Me'ileha. Wow, wow. Okay. Doesn't sound that way from our Gemara, no? Gemara treats them as two separate gzeiros? Okay. No. I would argue as follows. I'll tell you a further point. If the nature of the gzeira is Shemiyah Levitlosh, and that is a malacha nasis meileha, and the fear is Shemiyah Balasos Babsim. So let me ask you the following question. Does it make sense to assume that included in this gzeira is a Beitza Shenolda? Oh, no. I'll tell you the following. It makes sense to assume in this Gzeira Tzeda. It makes sense to include in this Gzeira Mashkin Shazavu. No? Does it make sense to include a Beitz HaShenolda? Don't use the Beitz HaShenolda because if you dare use it, you are going to come to what exactly? That really is the fear. You're going ahead and reach into the cavity of the animal and you're going to take out this egg and that's going to be a form of Tolish because of Okar Dov Megidulo. That's really the case. That's really the case. So I'll tell you the following. If this is part of a broader gzera of Allah HaNaseis Me'aleha, I'll tell you Chumras and Kulas. Now, it has a very wide reach. It can apply to Tzeida. It can apply to Mashkin Shazavu. It can apply to Peres HaNoshrim. Maybe it can apply to Hidlikas HaNer. You may come to light the Ner yourself, but it's not going to apply to a Beitza Shenolda. It's not going to apply to Beitza Shenolda. A Beitz HaShenolda, that really is the Gzeira d'Rabbanan? Maybe one could argue yes, but I would tell you that sounds a little difficult. Now, to assume that the reason a Beitz HaShenolda is Asur is because of the Malacha Sheba. If you assume it's a separate Gzeira, a peros hanoshim. One can argue as a low plug, a beitz is called a pri hanoshim, even though the shem yavo doesn't apply. But if you're telling me the nature of the gzera is the shem yavo, and you can expand it to other cases, it's a great kiddush to assume it applied to a case of a beitz shenolta as well. Well, so I'll tell you, if you view this gzera of shem yavo v'yitlosh as a much broader gzera of amalach anaseis me'eleha, so you can expand it to other cases like tzeda, but you know what? You're going to limit it, and maybe it wouldn't apply to a case of a beitz shenolta, a beitz shenolta. Yeah, but our Gemara does apply it to a beitz shenolta, no? Okay. A technicality, no? Okay, it's against the Gemara. No, you know what? Wait a second. This is our huge machlokas. You know what I would tell you? This issue is the machlokas. I'm all right. You know what? Our mission says a beitz shenolta is asura. And you know what? You have four different deos in terms of why indeed is it asur. Look, if you have a gzeira of mashkin shezavon, and you have a gzeira of peros hanoshim, so why is it that Rabba or Rav Nachman would disagree? Why would they disagree? Why does Rav Nachman have to come on to another reason, Moksa? Why does Rabba have to come on to the hachana de Rabba with a gzeira de Rabbanon? What's wrong with mashkin shezavon? What's wrong with peros hanoshim? Maybe one could argue, they argue, you know what, that it's balua and it's not a mashke, and therefore these zeros don't apply. But maybe one could argue something even more fundamental. Maybe they argue that the nature of shemiyav liklosh, or the nature of the gzera mashke and shezavu, is a malacha nasis me'aleha. And therefore, it's not at all applicable to a beitz shenolta. And the reason that Rav Nachman and Rabba are giving other reasons is because they assume is gzeros drabanan have nothing at all to do with a beitz shenolta. So clearly, according to Rabba, not Rav Nachman, not, but according to the last deus that you find, after all, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, then absolutely, indeed, it does apply in that instance. If it applies to beitz shenolta, it's not because of nasis me'aleha, which means you're going to view the gzeros as separate ones, no? Not as one joint gzera, but as separate gzeros. Oh, that's why our Gemara and Daf Gimel treats it as separate gzeros, because our Gemara is applying it to the case of a beitz shenolta. You have two possibilities of understanding these gzeros. It's one long gzera of malacha nasis me'aleha, or it's an independent gzera one specifically to mashkin shezavu and peros hanoshim. Our Gemara deals with it in a granular way. Of course, if you're going to apply it to a beitz shenolta, you're not talking about the overarching gzera of malacha nasis me'aleha, but rather you're going to treat it as a very limited, specific gzera, and that's exactly the tzrichas then of our Gemara. So that's exactly the Ramban. You have a sugya daf chof dalet, and there we apply an iser tzeda. What is the basis of the iser? Guess what? You're going to have two possibilities. One possibility is going to be a muktzah problem. The other possibility is if you agree that the gzera peres anoshin is a broad gzera of amalach anasis me'aleha, guess what? You can apply that to tzeda as well. But that also is subject to machlokas. So therefore, you know what? The Ramban says there are two viable options. One option is going to be the muktzah option. The other is going to be the malach option. Admittedly, the malach option is not going to be l'chuliyama. That is going to be, if you assume that din d'rabbanan is a malach anasis me'aleha. And therefore, I'll tell you that how you understand that will impact on the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. Now, Shabbos Kuchav Beis. You have a case of a Nachri Shehidlik. Okay. A guy goes and does Zonacha. Can you go ahead and take advantage of that? So what does the Gemara tell me? You know what? Ooh. If the guy does it, Bava Nachri, then it's okay. No? If the guy does it, Bishul Yisrael, then it's considered to be that which is awesome. You know what? Wow. You know, the Gemara speaks in extremes. If the malach is done for a guy, good. If malach is done for a Yisrael, no good. Let me ask you a following one. What's the muskel rishon? What's the default? In other words, is the starting point nachri shehidlik is aser, but if it's bishvil nachri, that's a matir, that's a heter? Or is the default that if a nachri shehid leg, why in the world should that be oser? Elamai, if it's bishvil Yisrael, that's the oser, no? It's clear what the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Kukho Beis, he does it for a guy, it's okay. If he does it for Yisrael, then it's really not okay. Rosh Hashanah grazes us, you know? You need two exceptions. If he does it for this, it's mutter. If he does it for that, it's usser. Well, tell me what the starting point is. If the starting point is usser, then you know what? It's a heter. Tadushal bishvalakum. If the starting point is us, so which one is it? No? It also says in Shabbos Daf Mem, we'll have to get there, no? That a kli rishon is mevasha, and a kli sheni is not mevasha, no? The Gemara, Shabbos Daf Mem Mabez, no? What's the difference between Klirishon and Klisheni? So Tosfos says, Ophelia, what's the difference? In a Klirishon, Defanos Mechamamos, no? In a Klirishon, the wall of the Kli is so hot, it enhances, no? In a Klisheni, the wall of the Kli is so cold that it diminishes, no? You know what's not clear to me? Do you need Defanos Mechamos to Oser? Or do you need the Fanos Makaros to be Matir? It also speaks in extremes, no? In extremes. That if the encasement, the Kli is hot, that's Usser. And if the Kli is really cold, then it's Mutter. That's the difference in Kli Rishon. What happens if you have no Defanos whatsoever? No? There are no Defanos. Neither hot nor cold, no? You know what that's called? Oh, Davar Gush. A Davar Gush. You have piping hot potatoes. No, there is no Kli. It's a solid. There are no defanos whatsoever. That's a very heavy machlokas, no? If you need defanos makaros, guess what? That's going to have a status of a kli rishon. If you need defanos machamamos, that's going to have a status of a kli sheni. That's a very heavy issue, no? You have a davar gush on Shabbos with a no defanos. Is that dino kli rishon? Dino kli sheni? Because you don't have either extreme. That's my mashal, no? Here, bad nachri, it's mutter, bad yisrael, it's oser. Yeah. Which is the chiddush? Which exactly is the chiddush? You know, Soloveitchik once pointed out, let's say the Ramban's Mahalach. A melacha nases me'eleha is aser. That's Peiros HaNoshrim. That's Mashkim Shezavu. Oh, that's a Dabra Hanitzo. So if that really is true, you don't need that Nachri Shehidik Bishvil Yisrael, that is aser. You know what? If it's hidlik bishvil nachri, that's matir. If it's nase smealeha, okay. But you know what? If a guy is doing it for a guy in such a case, that's an exception that it's mutter. If you assume really that's not true, that there's no such halacha of nase smealeha is considered to be usr. So why is it usr if the nachri does it ba'ad Yisrael? You know what the answer is? Doing it ba'ad Yisrael is the oser. We'll have to see the sugya later of Emer Lako. But that's a fascinating starting point. What is Nase Smealeha? If Nase Smealeha is oser, like the second day in Ramban, you have to argue that doing it b'davka l'shem nachri, she'osa bishvil nachri, that is matir. If you assume that that's not true, there is no such gzera of melacha Nase Smealeha. So in such a case, then Enochinami, that if it's done by Yisrael, that indeed is considered to be that which is also. Well, okay. So therefore, different ways of understanding clearly are gzeros. There is an important ha'ar of Tosus as well. Tosus is bothered with this, that you know what? If you have a gzera, a peros hanoshrin, why do you need mutz? Why do you need mutz? No? Why do you need mutz? That's Tosus's kasha, no? You already have Exer Peros HaNoshrim. So why in the world is Muktzah necessary? Muktzah necessary. I'll tell you a simple reason that Muktzah is necessary, no? I'll tell you a simple reason. Because if it's a Muktzah problem, it's not only Asur B'Achila, it's also Asur B'Tiltol. No? What we've been learning, no? There are many different components to Nisur Muktzah. Let's assume, for example, you have a Pri HaNosher, and it's also because of Shemiyala Viplosh. Is it so obvious that that's Asr B'Toltol? Maybe it's only Asr B'Achila. And you know what? That if that really is the case, then Tosus Kasha doesn't begin. Why do you need the reason of Muktzeh if Ar Gemara has a Gzera of Shemiyalov Yitlosh? The answer is that Shemiyalov Yitlosh means it's Aser Bachilo. But in order to argue that it's Aser B'tilto, they have to come on to Muktzeh, no? You have to come on to Muktzeh. So that's it, no? So that's the reason, that's the reason. That's not what Tosus says, no? Tosus says the only reason you eat Muktzeh is because I'll come up with the case of Marva Chatzina that there is no Shemiyav Yitlosh. If there is no Shemiyav Yitlosh, so now I can account for using Muktzeh. No, no, in every case of Shemiyav Yitlosh, in order to argue that it's Aser B'tiltel, you have to come on to the Hagdara of Muktzeh. Apparently, you see, according to Tosus, that's not true. That part of the Gzeira Drabanan of Shemiyav Yitlosh is this pre is off limits. It's Aser B'achila and it's Aser B'tiltel. No? Because if that was not the case, that would be a simple answer. A simple answer, no? That's Mefurish and Raivid. If you look here in the Raivid, the Asagas the Balamor, Aleph Menach and Dabi Arif, the Raivid writes that, you know what, you see that Peiros HaNoshkin and Mashin and Shezavu are not only Yosef Ba'achila, but Yosef Ba'atiltel as well. Well, and that now is the basis of the Kasha, then, so if that's true, if every Isser can be derived from Shemiyah of Yitlosh, why do you need the Muktzeh? And Tosus' answer is I'll give you a case where Shemiyah of Yitlosh does not apply, but what does apply, clearly that's Aser. And the reason I stress this is because that is against the Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Memeh. The Tosus and Shabbos Daf Menheim Beis, Dermaskil De'is, says the following, that you know what, that Mashkin Shezavu in and of itself is Aser B'Achila, but it's not Aser B'Tilto. And of course, that's why you have to come on to Muktzeh. If it was just a Gzeira of Shemiyah V'Litlosh, who says it's Aser B'Tilto? If you're going to partake of the Peros, we're afraid, Shemiyah V'Litlosh. But who says that posits Nisr B'Tilto? I will tell you, according to the Tosus and Shabbos Nafim Hei, that Kasha Tosus does not begin. Of course, it's necessary to have Muktzeh. Because Shemiyah Yitlosh does not apply to Tiltel. And if you're going to come up with a case where Muktzeh doesn't apply, Mucha Le'orgin, even though there is Exer Shemiyah Yitlosh, it's only going to be Aser B'Achila, not Aser B'Tiltel. No? That's pretty heavy. No? That's an important heart when it comes to Tosus. Okay? Now the second half of Tosus. No? Tosus is bothered by the following. How in the world do you understand a Gzer Anyantiv of Shemiyah of Yitlosh? I understand on Shabbos. There's a Malach of Kotzeh. I understand there's a Malach of Kotzeh. But Anyantiv, Malach HaSoch HaNefesh is not. And why shouldn't I argue that Malach HaSoch HaNefesh extends to Kotzeh as well? No? I'm allowed to cook food. I'm allowed to do all these things. We're going to see the Sugya of Bora end off Yadala Beis, the Sugya of Token end off Yadala Manala. Kotzer, no? Well, why Kotzer, no? Why Kotzer, no? Not only should you not have a Gzeira, but Kotzer should be Mutter the Chachila. Kotzer should be Mutter the Chachila. No? That's a pretty heavy kasha, no? We're going to say that a Beis is Shunazasa because of Paris and Ocean, and that's Kulachar Gzeira because of Shemiyah Liklosh. Yalvitz should be mutter. It should be mutter. Why in the world is that considered to be Yasser? That's a pretty heavy, heavy kasha. Heavy kasha. You notice the Rashi? No. Beis of a Beis, Ramaster of Yosef. No. Take a look at that Rashi, 3 lines to the bottom. No. Rashi says, the reason that this is Yasser is because of Gzeira, Peros Anosha, Peros Anosha. No. Rashi adds the word, no? Whoa, no? What's the Gzer Peres Anoshe? Yishum Peres Anoshe Min Ilan? You notice that, no? One more word. The Shabbos. Whoa. What's the Shabbos? When I was young, we had regular Gemaras. Now, so here, I see there are all kinds of additions here. And I look at the riff, I get completely confused because I know the line riff is here and it's not there anymore. So I wouldn't call it overt anti-Semitism, but it's not. Like the switch to Sir Sadab, I don't know. So here we have Hagos and Siyunin. Oh, Ostalid, no. So, Sarah Klomer Beyantid. Summer Klomer Beyantid. No, Rash, not Shabbos, and Yantid. So I'll add my Haggah. In Sarah Klomer Beyantid. No, that's the Kiddush of Rashi. That's the Kiddush of Rashi. No, Tosus is bothered that maybe this is called Melech HaSelch HaNefesh. Rashi's telling you a very great Kiddush, no? And that is, there's a Gzeira Peres and Oshin B'Shabbos. On Shabbos is Melech HaSelch HaNefesh. And the Kiddush, according to Rashi, you know what? That once there's a Gzeira on Shabbos, we're going to have to learn this, no? Which gzeros now apply to Yantif and which indeed do not? When you have certain gzeros to Rabbanan Malach on Shabbos, is it possible to argue that even when it comes to certain elements of Malach HaSelch HaNefesh, once the gzer was instituted on Shabbos, it would extend even to Yantif? Yantif as well, but maybe an incredible deal can Rashi. Right? And that is that Rashi is anticipating what Tosfos is kasha. Why would you institute a gzera on Yantif of Shemiyah Viklosh? If this is mutter because I'm not a self nefesh, the answer is this is a gzera of Shabbos. This is a gzera of Shabbos. And once it was nigzar b'Shabbos, so therefore, as the expansion of the gzera applies, even when it comes to the answer, who in the world suggests this? This is the Aruv Der Pinah Gadim. No? This is the Aruv Der Pinah Gadim. The Rosh Yosef, here, Beit Adav Beis. That Rashi bedaf b'nokat Shabbos, because of Tosfos is kasha, that why would there be a gzera to kotzer anyantiv if kzirus kzir lechus al panefesh? The answer is this is part of a gzera when it comes to Shabbos, and sometimes in Achinami the below plugs are going to extend beyond Shabbos even to yantiv as well. But it's a fascinating deal that you have when it comes to Rashi. Interesting possibility. Oh, so Tosfos writes. No, that would not be. This is a gzeir when it comes to yantiv, and that indeed should be mutter lechatchila. That should be mutter lechatchila. Oh, and Tosa says, I'll tell you another problem, and that's the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Gimel days, and that is in sudden dagin min habivarim beyantiv. You're not allowed to go ahead and to catch fish from their enclosures, right? Anyantiv. In other words, you have an Isser of Kotzer, and you have an Isser of Tzeda. Why in the world are these things Asser? Why isn't that considered to be Melech HaSelch HaNefesh? That's Tosfos is Kasha. When you look at that Mishnah and Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, Rashi is bothered by this. Why is it that Tzeda is Asser? Why indeed is that true? Wow, so Rashi writes something incredible. Rashi writes, you know what? When it comes to Shchita, when it comes to Afiyah, you know what? Of course, that's Melech HaSelch HaNefesh. But you know what? It's E'efshem me'erev Yantiv. It's E'efshem me'erev Yantiv. You're going to shech before Yantiv, all of a sudden the meat is going to start to spoil. You're going to cook before Yantiv, okay, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no, but not always. Some things that you're going to make well in advance, you know what? Nifkam tamo. That's a sugya daf yadalam and aleph. That will impair its taste. And therefore, that's why those malachos are allowed on Yantiv. But if you have something where it can clearly be done mibonyon, and it will not diminish, will not deter, it will not spoil, guess what? That's also. So tzeida, you know what the definition of tzeida is? Confining. You have fish. You can confine the fish before Yantiv. So the act of tzeida, which is the catching, confining the fish in the water, but confining the fish, that of course is efshem ibonyon. That's efshem ibonyon. No? I used to go through the airports and you see these lobster bins, no? And it's already neat so. No, you have a creature that's in a very small container, it's alive. If you'll do the netilas neshama days in advance, it's going to spoil. But if it's confined, the tzeida is efshir, mi bonyan. So this is a very, very, very chiddush of Rashi that we discussed already last week, that you see that even when you're dealing with Melech HaSelch HaNefesh, there is a critical factor, efshir, mi bonyan. Efshef Shemibod Yom. And where in the world does that come from? Oh, so Tosus writes, that comes from a Sugya Daf Kalkes. But that Sugya Daf Kalkes, Tosus says, is not talking about Ochon Nefesh. That's talking about Machshiri Ochon Nefesh. Machshiri Ochon Nefesh. And the context is sharpening a knife. Hashchaza Sasake. Sharpening a knife. The Mishnah tells the following, that Ein Mashchizin Es Hasakin B'Yantiv. A person cannot sharpen a knife on Yantiv. And the Braisa calls the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who is Matir. Matir. That's Chavches Amar Aleph. Chavches Amar Beis, the Gemara says, what exactly is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? It says that Hashchaza Sasakin is Mutter. Not always. Not always. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to balance. Because when you look in that pasuk regarding Ochel Nefesh, right? The pasuk says the following, Ach Hashem Yachel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yoseh Lochem. Rabbi Yehuda is bothered by the following. Hu Levado sounds like a mute, no? That's very restricted. This and only this. Lochem, Lachem is Marbe, Lachem is Lachot Zarchechem, no? So you have phrases in the pasuk that limit, you have phrases in the pasuk that indeed expand. How do you interpret that pasuk? Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda says the following. You know what lachem lachos rechechem is? Not only ocha nefesh, machshiri ocha nefesh. Machshiri ocha nefesh. Wow, okay. Not only is there a heter of ocha nefesh, the resha dekra, but the sefer dekra, that allows for machshiri ocha nefesh as well. You know, we're going to see Shitas and Rishon, the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis. There's a concept of Mitoch. Where in the world does Mitoch come from? Where does Mitoch come from? We're never called Samakar. Maybe what immediately comes to mind is Lachem. The Pasuk of Lachem, which Rabbi Yehuda uses to be Marbe beyond Ochel Nefesh, maybe that's the source of Mitoch. Maybe Mitoch also is based on Lachem. The Chol Tzarchecha means beyond Ochel Nefesh. What's beyond Ochel Nefesh? A Tzarech Hayom. Or Machshiri Ochel Nefesh? Well, that's a Kiddush though. To say Mitoch is rooted in Lachem. You know why that's a Kiddush? Because the Gemara is Mafurish. Adaf Pesim Abeis. That the ribui of Lachem is limited by Hu Levado. Hu, no? So what do you mean it's limited? Mutter Mutter, Aser Aser. No, no, no. That's the Kiddush of the Gemara. Rebbe maintains, when do I maintain that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh are allowed? That's only if it is E Efshar Mibon Yom. That's the limit of Hu Levado. Only if it's E Efshar Mibon Yom. If it's Efshar Mibon Yom, then there is no such et. There is no such et. So that means Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that no, can I sharpen this knife on Yantiv? You know what the answer is? It depends. When did it become nicked? When did it become dull? If the answer is it was nicked, it was dull, on Erev Yantiv, what do you mean? You should have taken care of this before, and therefore that's absolutely awesome. But if it came nicked on Yantiv, you did a shchita, you hit a bone, now it became nicked. But I need the knife for the next shchita. Oh, that's machshir ochel nefesh. She'ef shem ibod yom, it was pristine, it was intact. Oh, so that indeed is true. You know what the great chiddush of learning mitoch from lachem is? If you're going to learn mitoch from lachem, that should have the limit of Levado, meaning that mitoch should only be mutter if it was Yefsha. Yefsha mibod yom. So for example, all right, the Mishnah says you can carry your child. You understand, but that's Yefsha mibod yom. You know, you're going away for lunch. You're going to leave your child in the park the day before and pick him up on the way. That's Yefsha mibod yom. But many things that you're going to carry, they're not tzorach ochel nefesh. Mamish Yefsha mibod yom. Yefsha mibod. You have a tzorach carrying the key. That's Ochel Nefesh, carrying a key to the house. You know what? But that Machshirin, Mitoch, yeah, but is that Efshir Mibod Yom? Efshir Mibod Yom? Maybe you could have, you know, carried this to there before Shabbos, before Yantiv, and therefore it's Efshir Mibod Yom? Wow. That's a pretty heavy Chumrah to assume that Mitoch only applies if it was Efshir Mibod Yom. It really limits it? No. A lot of things could be carried before. Maybe a child not, but a lot of other things could be carried. Indeed before. We'll have to talk about it, no? That's the sheet of Rabbi when it comes to Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. So Rashi is assuming a stunning hitch. What is true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, regarding Makshiroch Nefesh, is true the Chuliyama when it comes to Ochel Nefesh. And this consideration of Efsher Yefsher is not limited to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. The Pasuk is a Pasuk of Ochel Nefesh. And even Ochel Nefesh itself has to be balanced by the Lachem and the Levando. If you agree that that includes Makshirin, it's true also of Makshirin. If you disagree with Makshirin, it's only true of Melachas Ochel Nefesh. And Makshirin not. Wow. So that's the Kiddush of Rashi Shita. Meaning that, you know what? I could argue that Seid is really called Melachas Ochel Nefesh. But it's Melachas Ochel Nefesh, which is Efsher Mibol Yom. And therefore, it's forbidden. Maybe one could argue, in principle, Kotzer is similar to Afiyah, but since Ktsira is Efsher Mibol Yom, it's therefore in Afinami. It's considered to be Hase. Wow. That's an important Ta'ara. Wow. What exactly is the distinction, the definition of Mashiach HaNefesh? What is its Hadar as opposed to Ochel Nefesh? So I'll tell you, not clear. No. You have to work on it. Because the normal things that come to mind don't necessarily fit. I will tell you the following. What's the difference between sharpening a knife and shechting an animal? You know, maybe I would say the following. Melech HaSochel Nefesh is Tikkun Ochel. Tikkun Ochel. Or at least I would say, okay, maybe not Tikkun Ochel, but I would say Hefter Shalom. The melacha is being done to midah da'achila. You're cutting a vegetable. You're cutting an animal. Sharpening a knife. The melacha which is being done to the sakin, it's not tikkun ochel. It's not chefter shel ochel. The most I can argue is that sharpening the knife is letzorech ochel nefesh. But it's not really bechefza meleches ochel nefesh. No? Okay. I'll tell you the problem with this. This is what I have to think about. Now, there is a Gemara not so far away, Yud Aleph from Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. Shit is Melech HaSochel Nefesh. Shit is Melech HaSochel Nefesh. Okay. You know, you have a Shochet. The knife is here, the animal's there. No? The knife is here, the animal's there. In order for me to do shchita, guess what? You have to transport, no? You have to transport the animal to the knife to the animal. Doesn't help if the animal is here and the knife is there. You know what that's called? Halachas hasakin. Carrying a knife. What's the story about carrying a knife to the animal? Oh, so you know what? Yud Aleph and Aleph, that's machlokas, based on Levei Shammai. Beis Shammai says, no, the ein molichin. You can't carry the knife to the animal. You know what were you afraid of? Why in the world not? Oh. Rashi says, because Dilma Mimlach Lo Shachit. I'm going to carry the knife. You know what? I'm doing a malach on Yantif, the Tzorko Chonefesh. What happens if I carry, I've been carrying this knife for an hour, and I get there, and for some reason I don't do the shchita. All of a sudden, they tell me, no, it's not needed. I'm carrying the knife, and I get there to slaughter their animal. They say, you know what? We don't need it. We thought we needed it. We don't need it. You know what? I carry. The animal died. The animal escaped. The animal's not there. You know, so I did an hour's worth of carrying in order to do shchita, and guess what? Lo shachit. That's why Beis Shammai says you have to be concerned. And Beis Hillel says, don't worry about that. Molichin zeh etzel zeh. You can carry an animal to a knife. You can carry a knife to an animal. Even a knife you can carry. So the Ramban, take a look at the Ramban of Mochamas. The top of Yud Gimel Beis. At least that's how I am. Top of Yud Gimel Beis. No? Mochamas, right? You see two great Kedushin. No? Carrying a knife to an animal, isn't that very often Efsher Mibol Yom? Let me give you a great example. Of course, it's Efsher Mibol Yom. No? That's what Rabban mentions. What do you do when it comes to Bris Milah on Shabbos? You know? guess what? You better make sure that the knife and the babe are in the same place. Because if you don't do that, we're not going to allow you to carry the knife to the baby. Huh? So what do you do? Don't do the bris. No, no, just make sure the knife and the baby are in the same place. Right? That's Shabbos Kuf Lamed. That's that great Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. That Machshire Miler Doche Shabbos. And you can even carry a knife. You can even make a knife. No? But Asra Belozer. Karsen Eitzim Lasos Pachamim. Wow. No? He used to make a knife on Shabbos. Wow. We assume absolutely not. No? Mila is mutar on Shabbos, but forget about making a knife. You can't even carry a knife. So what, don't do Mila? No, of course not. The carrying is Efshemi Badyam. So when it comes to Bris Mila, we don't allow you to do that. When it comes to Olchon Efesh, we allow you to do that. Halachas Asakim. Halachas Asakim. So the Ramban writes, you see from here two very important chedushim. Very important chedushim. Number one is that carrying a knife is called Olchon Efesh. Carrying a knife is called Olchon Efesh. Because, let's say it wasn't called Olchon Efesh. What would you call it? Machshiri Olchon Efesh? Carrying a knife in order to do Shechita? I would have said that, maybe. No? Maybe an Achinami. Maybe carrying a knife for the purpose of Shechita is like the preparatory stage. That's Machshire Olchon Efesh. Shechita is Malachas Olchon Efesh. Halachas Hasakin is Machshire Olchon Efesh. Rabbi says that can't be. Because even Rabbi Yehuda that allows Machshire Olchon Efesh, it's only if it's a Yevshim Yevayrev. Oh, so you know what you see? Great Kiddush number one. Halachas Hasakin is called Malachas Olchon Efesh. Wow. Halacha number two. Malachas Olchon Efesh is Mutter. Even if it's Efshem Yibon Yom. The Ramban writes, this is all against Rashi. This is against Rashi. Those two ha'aras of the Ramban, you know, that requires a lot of thought. Halacha Sasakin is called Olchon Efesh. It has to be Olchon Efesh. Because if it was only Machshir Olchon Efesh, you wouldn't be allowed to do so because it's Efshem Yibon Yom. Maybe they have to construe cases. You know what? Let's say the Shochet is slaughtering 100 animals on Yom Tov. Okay, maybe one could argue to have 100 knives and to position every knife at every animal, maybe that already is called Yev Shem Yibodyo. Yeah, but Boshim Shat, that you're allowed to carry the single knife to the single animal. Halacha Sasakin is Mutter. The Gemara doesn't mention this case, that case. No? So the Ramban writes, that means it's called Lech Hasel Tanefesh. So I'm not going to answer this now, but I want you to think about it. Why is Halacha Sasakin called Olchon Efesh, which the Ramban says is Muchach? And Hashchazah Sasakin, Chavches, is called Machshir Olchon Efesh, no? Like, why? Why? Why would that be? Why would that be? Tikkun Ochel. Neither one is Tikkun Ochel. Cheftish Ochel. Neither one is Cheftish Ochel. Tzorech Achila. Both are the Tzorech Achila, no? Like, why is, the Ramban writes, that's clear. That Halacha Sasakin is called Lechas Olchon Efesh. And Hashchazah Sasakin is a sugya daf chavches, a machshir olchon efesh. Why? Why should that be different? Why should that be different? I'll take a couple of possibilities. Maybe there's a difference between halacha and hashchazah. For whatever reason, I don't know. I have to think about it. Or maybe there's a difference between hotzah as opposed to other malachas. That we have to learn more about. No? Maybe we don't define Olchon Efesh when it comes to Hotzah the same way we define it when it comes to other malachas. Hashchazah Tzak is that Nisra Hotzah, making a kli, a tikkun man of a kli. Maybe there's a difference between Hotzah and Makrabatish when it comes to the Hagdar of Malachas Olchon Efesh. Or maybe there's a difference between carrying and sharpening. Not because of what malach it is, but maybe there's another difference. But I'd have to think about that. You have to work on that. No, I won't give the answer away so fast. No, so you have to think about it. What's the difference in sharpening a knife as opposed to carrying a knife? Like, why should one be, why should not be? But the Ramban writes, isn't it clear that carrying a knife is Efshemi Bonyom, and yet it's Mutter? So you know what you see? You see that A, it's Olchon Efesh, and B, that when it comes to Lechas Olchon Efesh, whether this was doable before or after, guess what? That's really irrelevant. Like artosis. And Daf Gimel. That when it comes to Olchon Efesh, Efshin Yefshir is not a factor. It's only a factor when it comes to Makshiach Nefesh. And with that, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. With that, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi as well. Rashi Shita, wow. Rashi Shita is left itself on Efshesh. Only if it's a Yefshir Mibon Yom. If you look in the Rush, at the very beginning of the third parak, that's that Rashi, Chavkilom Abeis, the Rush, Gimel Aleph. That mashma from Rashi, that's an Issa Daraisa. An Issa Daraisa. Ooh. And the Ran, and Daf Yud Beis, and Beis, and Daf Yirif, Damascho Ein, already raises the suffix within Rashi. When Rashi says that Melech HaSoch HaNefesh is forbidden, if it's Efshir Mibon Yom, it's Efshir Mibon Yom. Is that a Din Daraisa, is that a Din Drama? I don't say Posh HaPshan Rashi, Din Daraisa. That's the Rush. The Ran already raises the suffix, because Ran finds it so difficult that Melech HaSoch HaNefesh is only mutter when it's Efshir Mibon Yom. And here, in Daf Yud Aleph, Melech HaSoch is mutter. Melech HaSoch is Efshir Mibon Yom. Why would that be? Ashkaz HaSoch, if it nicked on Yom Tov, that's Efshir Mibon Yom. Why is Melech HaSoch called Efshir Mibon Yom? Well, so that's Rashi Shita. Right? The critical factor is Efshir Yefshir, which is true, I'll leave it to Rav Yudah of Makshiri, is true according to the Shita of the Chacham Mekarim Ochonefesh itself. We mentioned the Ramban already cites the Sugi and Shabbos in Daf Kuf Lamed. There's Milan Shabbos. Milan's Docha Shabbos. But Mefurish, Shabbos, Kuf Lamed, Rabbi Akiva. What does it mean that Mila is mutter on Shabbos? Mila is doche Shabbos. You know what Rabbi Akiva says? Kol melacha she'efshir la'asoso may erev Shabbos, eino doche Shabbos. When I say Mila is doche Shabbos, you know what that means? The elements of Mila that could not be done before Shabbos. If it's e'efshir mibod yom, then doche Shabbos. Efshir mibod yom, eino doche Shabbos. That's what we ask you, no? Against Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Kiva. And if you look a few blot later, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Reish Lakish says that this is the klal of Esei Dochalos HaSei. Wow. This is the klal of Esei Dochalos HaSei. Kol Makom Shata Motse Esei Velos HaSei. Whenever you have an essay in a love, Iyata Yochel of Kayim Shnehem Muta. Reish Lakish says, there's a mitzvah, there's an isser. If you can maneuver, you can navigate, you can finesse, well, of course you have to do that. V'im lav, if you can't, you can. Then, yavo esei v'chalos esei. Well, so Rabbi Akiva writes, this is Bris Milan Shabbos, that there's a fundamental difference in Efshir as opposed to Efshir Mibon Yom. And Reish Lakish says that this is a broad cloud. That Esei Dochalos HaSei is when it's Yefshir L'Kayim Shneihem. Yefshir L'Kayim Shneihem. We'll have to talk about that. That is the Hagdara of Duchuya. Yefshir L'Kayim Shneihem. The language of Rashi, Yuman Davav, Koshi Hutra. Push comes to shove. You can't navigate, you can't maneuver. There's no way you can avoid a clash between A and B. You know what? Then something has to give. Yavo esi v'chalos haseh. And the Gemara spells out, Yinim daf av, Sanhedrin daf yaveis, that we've discussed many times. That really is the difference in Hutra as opposed to Duchuya. And the Gemara is a study machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tzibur is Tameh. That would mean the need to offer the Karban Tzibur, the Karban Pesach, the Tumah, but we have a way out. Let's be Ma'aber the Shana. We'll buy a month, and a month from now, guess what? Everyone will be Tahor. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Menakatza Bakatza. Rabbi Yehuda says, you must. The Sanhedrin must add a month. You have to solve this problem. And Tanakama's other extreme, Ein Ma'aber Mipnei HaTumah. You're not allowed to add it. Ibur HaShana has to be Latzorek. This is called Shalom Latzorek. And the Gemara says, oh, that's exactly that issue. Whether tumas hutra or tumas dechuya. If tumas dechuya bitzibor, you have to avoid. That's Rabbi Yehuda, ma'abrin. And if tumas hutra bitzibor, ein ma'abrin mipnei hatum. Ein ma'abrin mipnei hatum. Well, so Milan Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says, ir machshirin, even if it's efshir mibon yom, carrying the knife, making a knife, wow. Chacham says, absolutely not. Only that which is necessary. The maisa hamila cannot be done before Shabbos, day 7. Everything else has to be done before. Wow. And Rish Lakish says, that's a klal of esed ochalosa say. Wow. The source of esed ochalosa say, we assume, no, yibam stuff dalin. The smichos of tzitzis and shatnez. Tzitzis and shatnez, no? Why is it the Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah of tzitzis and this from shatnez? You know what that's called? Smuchim. No? The same pasuk compares two themes, that's called a hekesh. No? Get, v'holcha v'hayisali shachem. Right? V'shulcha v'besa, v'holcha v'hayisali shachem. Makish Havaya Liyatziya. No? That's a Hekish. Smuchim, a Chiddish? Not the same post, the two Pesukim that are back to back. That's a Machlokis, Rabbi Nachum Yadori Smuchim, but that's exactly the Sugni Vamos in Daf Dalet, that in Sefer Dvarim, everyone agrees. Yadori Smuchim. Dvarim is a Mishnah Torah. So everybody agrees the proximity is critical. The proximity is critical. Well, so when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, Machlokes, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but Mishnah Torah Darish. The Mishnah Torah Darish. So therefore, the juxtaposition of Kalayim and Tzitzis, Esed Ochalosas. Esed Ochalosas. I'll tell you something that's not so clear. Not so clear. What's the halach of Esed Ochalosas say when it comes to Kalayim and Tzitzis? Is that butcher or is that Dukhliya? No? Like that's the source of Esed Ochalosas. Is that something which is so obvious? You know, it's so obvious. No, that's Dukhliya. That's Esed Ochalosas. And that's only if it's Yef Shalakayim Shneim. Is that really true, though? Is that really true? Is that really true? You know, that's a huge machlokas Rishon. A huge machlokas Rishon. No? The Tosus Menachos, that Memo Beis, Der Masl Tcheles. Tosus writes one Chiddush after another of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's assume, for example, you know what? This is Tzitzis and Shatnez. Let's assume it's a linen garment and Tcheles is wool. This is the real Makoy. You know, this is real Shatnez Daraisa. Real Shatnez Daraisa. Tosus, right off the bat, writes 3 nafkaminas. What happens at night if the mitzvah Tzitzis is only by Yom? What happens if it's not your garment? You're borrowing someone else's garment? And what happens, Tosus says, if this is a woman, not a man, who is not obligated in the mitzvah Tzitzis? In all 3 cases, there's no mitzvah Tzitzis. Balayla, ksuscha means your garment, and nashim, okay, in a mitzvah Yosef. Yeah, but what happens if the shishan is? Yeram bin Atam's chiddush is pretty unbelievable. Motulach, motulach, motulach. No? All 3 are okay. All 3 are okay. You can take this linen garment where wool tzitzis is affixed, and you can wear it at night. You can wear it even if the garment is not yours, and even if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. Wow, wow, wow. Those are the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rav is mafurish not that way. The Rav in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel of Chates. You know, that's what the Rambam writes, that, you know, Nashim v'avadim shirotzu lihisante. That's that Rambam. You know what? You have an Evet Kanani, you have a woman, they're exempt from Zman Grama, right? They don't have a Chiyu, but in Mitzumiyosa, maybe Zman Azana, when it comes to Tzitzis and Tefillin, but the Rambam is discussing Mikra Hadin, that just like women can lulav sukashofa, so too when it comes to Tzitzis. So, and that's that Kiddush of the Rambam, they can't make a bracha. because without a chiv he can't make a bracha. And then the Rambam throws in his great, great chiddush that would not only be true of a woman, but it's even true of a tumtum and androgynous. That even though safek ish safek isha, and even though sveik adarais l'chumra means they must, there's still no bracha. Right? That's one of the five, no? But the Rambam weighs in on a bracha, b'makom safek, no? Multas no chesitzes. And the Rambam just adds the following, but dafka she'em bo kilayim, dafka she'em bo kilayim. An eved kanani, a woman is going to put on a beged which has shadness for the kimis v'tzitzis. They're not obligated in tzitzis. The Rambam writes, no way can they do so b'makom kilayim. And realize, that's by the greatest kiddush. Balayla, one could argue, there's no kiyum. Here there's a kiyum of enem tzviyosa. But the Rambam writes, the kiyum of enem tzviyosa is not enough to override the issur of shatness to apply the principle of esed ochalosaseh. The esed ochalosaseh requires mamish, the full-blown kiyum of the mitzvah. Not even a kiyum in the mitzvah itself. Wow, that's something which is pretty heavy, no? So take a look, if you can, at Ramban Shabbos Kuf Lama Beis. Ramban Shabbos Kuf Lama Beis. Oh, the Ramban writes some incredible, incredible chidush. Incredible chidush. Wow. The Ramban writes, Mila and Saras, the fact that Mila is Doch and Saras is not because of Esed Ochalosas. It's not because of Esed Ochalosas. Ooh, that's against the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Mila, Aleph Tes, and the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Saras, for Gero Lach Aleph. The Ramban writes, you should realize, Mila Midoch Saras, it is not because Asi Esed Ochalosas. And then the Ramban writes, Chenani Omer, Sadin B'Tzitzis. The Ramban writes, I'll tell you the same thing about Tzitzis and Shatnez. Lav mitores esev elosase. It's not because of esed ochalosase. It's not because of esed ochalosase. That sounds so surprising. That's the source of esed ochalosase. Tzitzis and Shatnez is not because of esed ochalosase. Because if that was true, it would only apply if it's efshel l'kayim shneihem. And the Ramban writes, you know what the allowance of tzitzis and shatnez is? You ready for this? The Ramban writes the following. Afilu talus shel tzemer avdinan lavan shel pishnin. Here's such a thing. You can have a wool garment, and you can make the chutei lavan out of pishnin. It's not just if you have a pishtin garment, and by force you have to have tcheles. And tcheles is not just blue. Tcheles is blue wool. Okay, I don't have a choice. If you have a pishtin garment, you have to have tcheles, which is wool, because the mitzvah requires that. The Ramban writes, what do you mean? If you have a wool garment, you're allowed to have chutei lavan made out of pishtin. That certainly is not required, no? You have a wool garment. Yeah, we'll tell us. We'll tzitzis. No. The Ramban writes the dechia of tzitzis and shatnez allows you to have a wool garment with chutei lavan shel pishnin. That's so surprising because that's mamashev shel kaim shneihem. You know what the Ramban writes? Tzitzis being dofe shatnez is not because of esed ochalosase. So surprising because you've almost stuffed Alan. That's the source of Esed Ochalosase. No? That's the source of Esed Ochalosase. That's really surprising, no? Here in the Hagos of Bishr Zalman, the Ramban, he tells you, oh, the Ramban sosur himself, because the Ramban Yivamos and Avdalid writes very, very differently. Very differently. Well, I have to take a look at this, no? So this is what we have to work on, no? What is the role of Efshel Kaim Shneihem? When it comes to Hutra, when it comes to Kepuya, how exactly does Tzitzis fit in as its source? And then take a look, I want you to see this in the Bracha Stachav, right, in the Ramban, in Torah Sa'adam, right, this will be very, very important for the Adoras of Ocho Nefesh, Makshiri Ocho Nefesh, but this is the starting point, no? This huge Machlokes, that Rashi against Tosos, against the Ram, against the Ramban, and the Mochamus and the Parshas Emor. What exactly is the Heter of Melech HaSof HaNefesh? We have to work through the details. Now, in broad strokes, it's going to be a fundamental Machlokas, but the details are very, very critical. So, okay.